Are you looking to live the abundant life no matter what your income is? You're in the right place. This is the podcast that will teach and inspire you to live better. Whether you want to earn more, save more, or improve your relationship with money or people, it's time for the 90 Days to Abundance podcast, brought to you by SavingsAngel.com. Here's your host, the Chief Executive Angel of SavingsAngel.com, Josh Elledge.
Thank you, Cece, and welcome to the Wednesday episode of 90 Days to Abundance. I'm Josh Elledge, the Chief Executive Angel and husband to Jenny and father to three awesome kids. Now, in today's episode, we're going to cover some of the top shopping myths that I hear. And I hear them so regularly that I can almost guarantee that you believe at least one of these. And so we're going to talk about that. Also, I'm going to share some deals that you can get at national chains, including some free stuff that you can pick up right now. So if you're listening to me in your car, keep listening, but don't fast forward, but keep on listening, and I'll share with you some stuff that you can pull right in, and you can get something for free right now. And then finally, we're going to talk about the being a secret shopper, and can you actually make money? Well, we'll talk about that, and the information may surprise you. So let's get started. I've been teaching people how to save on their grocery bill for more than 7 years, and I find that many, many people have misguided ideas about how to save money. Now, in some cases, I think we hear myths repeated so many times that they become fact in our mind, even if there isn't a shred of truth to them. And I will tell you that the number one source of these myths, marketers. You hear them in a commercial, you hear them broadcast while you're in the store, you see them in the ad, and you start to believe them. Now, other times, we may continue to believe something that was a fact, even though store business practices have changed a long time ago, and this is no longer relevant. Now, here are five grocery savings myths that need to be busted. Number one, bigger sizes always mean bigger savings. Now, warehouse clubs have done a masterful job at convincing us that buying in bulk always gives us the best deal. However, that's usually not true. A smaller size combined with a coupon usually gives you a better value than a family pack or warehouse size product. Now, to make sure that you're getting the best price possible, look at shelf tags for the per unit price for comparison. Now, what's more, be sure that you're comparing the same unit, for example, ounces to ounces and pound to pounds when deciding which size to buy. I hate when they do this. And they've got the shelf tags that are supposed to be helpful to help you make a wise decision, but they've got different units. So you're going to have to break out the calculator app. Now, I have a great free e-course lesson all about warehouse clubs. And if you go to Savings Angel, you can register for free and you can go through and make sure you watch my warehouse club video, because we did the math and we looked at several different products at both warehouse clubs and what you could get at local grocery and drugstore chains, and then applied coupons to them to kind of show just how much more savings you can have without having to pay for that $30, $40 a year annual fee at the warehouse club. Myth number two, special displays mean deep discounts. Now, this myth confuses a lot of people because sometimes stores do, in fact, use special displays and end caps to promote sale products. Now, the key word here is sometimes. Now, other times, stores use these areas to display the items they want you to buy, the ones making them the most money. Now, don't automatically reach for an item simply because it's in the center aisle or it's on an end cap. Now, make sure that that big sign advertising the price is actually a sale sign and not the regular price being posted. Now, another thing that comes up from time to time is a product that's always on sale at that price. And so, for example, one particular retailer that I go to is Publix, and almost every single week they have buy one, get one bread. And so just because bread is on sale, buy one, get one, it doesn't mean that you need to grab a second cart to load up. it's always on sale at that price. It's kind of like, I call it the mall jeweler sales technique, where it's always a great deal. And that leads into myth number two, that if it's on sale, it must be a deal. Now, again, along the same lines, be sure a sale price is actually a bargain and not lip service. Now, surprisingly, many sales mean a store has dropped the price by maybe only a few pennies, and that's hardly worth getting excited about. Now, another shelf tag that you'll see, and again, it would be advertised like it's the biggest deal in the world, but they're advertising it as a everyday low price or shockingly low regular everyday prices. It's nothing to get that excited about. If you're doing your research ahead of time and you can see exactly how much you're saving from your computer, then again, you're going into the store a much more active shopper. Myth number four, eating healthy means you have to pay full price. Wah, wah. See, this is another common myth that health conscious folks are just out of luck when it comes to saving money at the grocery store. Believe me, I hear this all the time, and it's just absolutely not true. Now, maybe at one time this was true, but it's just not true anymore. Now, today there are plenty of coupons available for fresh food and organic dry goods. Now, in addition, advances in technology mean that buying flash frozen fruits and vegetables may actually be healthier than produce that has been trucked in from another state or imported from other countries. Again, I've got a great free e-course video all about this that you can watch on my website at savingsangel.com. Finally, myth number five, generics always give the best value. And when I say generics, I'm referring to store brands or no-name brands, whatever it may be. We were taught long ago that generics are exactly the same brand name products minus the fancy label and big price tag. Now, from what I know, it's true that many generics are almost as good as the brand names. And in some cases, they are identical. Okay. And again, I hate to keep talking about these great videos that I've got on my website, but I really do have a great free video that you can watch on my website. Just click on the orange button at savingsangel.com and you can read all about where I go through the exact economies of store brand versus buying name brands. Okay. But I will tell you, and I'll just sum up with this, is that store brands are not often the cheapest solution. See, grocers make more money off their store brands, so you might not find the same great sales on their products. Now, plus, coupons for store brands may be difficult to come by. So rather than assume that the generic is the biggest bargain, consider whether a coupon combined with a sale on a brand name may actually give you the best price. And I will tell you that if you look in my pantry right now, there's really very few store brand products because, again, having the information ahead of time, I'm generally looking for the absolute lowest price. And that is, for example, Cheerios, which I got for free a couple of weeks ago because it was buy one, get one free. And I had $2 coupons and I was getting free Cheerios. Now, as I've mentioned, again, to help shoppers navigate the world of grocery savings, I'm offering a free grocery savings e-course to all my podcast listeners. Now, you can visit savingsangel.com and claim your free e-course, which will discuss these myths in greater detail. Plus, we'll offer some additional tips and strategies for cutting your grocery bill. So let's take a look at some of the deals that you can get in store this week. Again, we're kind of focus on the national chains. If you need regional chains, you're welcome to kind of dig into Savings Angel and we can get you that information. But let me share with you some deals that I think pretty much anyone can get. These are very, very easy. We'll start at CVS, where you can get Crest toothpaste this week for free. No big surprise. Again, if you're an active coupon shopper, you know that toothpaste is pretty much something you can get for free almost every week. And this week is no exception. This week, again, it's free at CVS. The way that it works is it's on sale for $4.99. They're going to give you $4 back at the register. Those are called extra care bucks. But before you go to CVS, I want you to print out a $1 coupon. And we've got that all linked up If you need that coupon, real simple, just go to my website. Go to savingsangel.com. Look for the button that says deals and freebies. Click on that and you'll see a variety of different articles, and you should see the deals for CVS and the other national deals. So look for that. We've got that all pulled out. Or again, you can just register for free at Savings Angel and just search our coupon database. And again, look for the Crest toothpaste $1 coupon. It's listed right now and you can get it, and you can get this Crest toothpaste for free. Another deal at CVS that I'm excited about potentially is Cascadian Farm organic cereal. Now, the reason I say potentially is I've had some of their cereal and some of it's not real good in my opinion. But there is one that I think is actually really good, and that's just like the regular Cascadian Farm granola. Everything else, your mileage may vary. So the way this deal works is normally $4.29. It's on sale for $3. Again, it's CVS. This is, again, for boxes of Cascadian Farm organic cereal, which, again, organic anything you can get great deals on. And there are lots of high-value coupons that you can use. And this week, there's an 85-cent coupon that you can click and print right now. Again, you can grab that from our blog, or you can register for free and get it, search for it and get it right out of our database. Now, if you apply that 85 cent coupon to that $3 sale, now you're $2.15. But here it's going to get even better. When you buy three boxes of them, they're going to give you $3 back at the register. Again, extra care bucks. So you've paid $1.15 for what was an over $4 box of organic cereal. That's 73% off. That's a great deal. At Walgreens, you might want to pick this one up. I don't know. You might not want to. It's Schott's all-natural energy drink with the, and I can never pronounce this. And if you know how to pronounce it, you're probably going to yell at me right now. But I think it's the ICA. It's the ACAI. Go ahead. Yell at me. I know. I'm saying it wrong. Or they have pomegranate flavor as well. Now, it has a nominal amount of caffeine in it from what they say, quote unquote, natural sources. But I think kind of like their thing, what makes them different from the dozens of other energy shot makers is, first off, theirs is free this week. And secondly, they load it up with niacin, which you might want to do some research on that. Certainly don't give it to your kids. They even tell you it's only for those 16 and up. But this week, you can get it for free if you want to try it out. And again, if you're one of those types that you drink energy shots or you drink energy drinks, that can be an expensive habit. I am a recovering energy drink addict. And so again, if you want this product, look, it's better than paying full price for it. Finally, over at Target, you can get, and I'm telling you, my wife is going to love this, you can get Tide Multi-Purpose Oxy Stain Remover, all right? And that's normally $10.50 at Target. It's on sale for $8.99. And what's really great is they have a $2 coupon that you can go to our website. Again, get it from our blog or register for a free membership, and you can search our database and you're going to find it. Just search for Tide and you'll find the $2 coupon for this product. You apply it to that $8.99 sale. But again, what's even better is that when you buy three of them, now here's the trick. You can print two of these coupons per computer, all right? So now the way you do that is totally fine. The coupon providers are always good with this, but I'm just telling you the fastest way in order to do this is once you print it, click on the back button several times, and you should get back to where you were when you first started on that coupon page. And then just go through the process again. Now, sometimes you have to refresh, but generally, most coupon print providers have no problem with you printing out two coupons per computer. Now, if you need a third one, well, you may need to get someone else to print that for you. What I can tell you is that, you know, for extra computers, you can go in and you can print off. Now, again, read the terms and conditions. Make sure you're not committing coupon fraud. If they happen to say it's like one per household or something like that, don't do anything that get yourself in trouble. But generally, you can print two coupons per computer. And in most cases, that's totally fine. Looking at who this coupon provider is, I'm guessing it's going to be no problem for you to go to a second computer and print a third one. But again, make sure you read the fine print. But when you apply that $2 coupon to that sale and you also take advantage of that great deal, that $10 when you buy three of them, you're going to apply three of those $2 coupons. Your final price on that Tide multi-purpose OxyStain remover is going to be $3.66. Remember, we started at $10.49. So that's a savings of 65%. So when people say, you know, how do you cut a grocery bill in half? Well, folks, you know, you just do this kind of savings on everything that you buy, everything that goes into your cart. Now, even if you don't need this product this week, like let's say you already have it in your laundry room, well, go get it anyway, because you're going to run out of what you have already and you're going to need this for the future. And when that future comes, rather than running to the store and paying full price for it or close to full price, you'll be able to just shop from your pantry. You'll have it on hand and you'll be able to save that money. So make a smart decision today so that you can save money in the future. Would you spend an extra 20 minutes at the store if you could get paid to do it? That's about the amount of time one secret shopper spends in order to complete a gig that he gets paid real money for. Now, secret shopping can be done easily through free phone apps like GigWalk. Now, in addition to that, there's also Field Agent, Easy Shift, or Go Spot Check. Now, it's reported that big brands like Frito-Lay hire these apps to check out their competition or to spy on their own products to see how they're being placed in the stores. Now, according to GigWalk, they have postings available for walkers across all 50 states who make an average of about $10 to $15 an hour. Now, you've probably heard about secret shoppers or mystery shoppers, but have been hesitant to check it out, and with good reason. Scams in this arena are prevalent, so you want to make sure that you're working with a reputable site, so a measure of caution does need to be taken. But there is definitely a little bit of part-time money to be made. Now, we've got a link to an ABC News story where they actually go into this, and if you read the reviews on the apps like GigWalk and the others, you'll see that those who have gotten this down to a regular pattern and had have built up a reputation as a reliable walker, you'll see that they absolutely tell others not to consider this any kind of a get-rich-quick opportunity. But it is something that if there are gigs available in your area and you don't have a lot of competition, and you know, if you live in a heavily retail area, you're probably going to find many more opportunities. But the gentleman that they profiled in this ABC story says that in 8 months, he's actually brought in $12,000 in his spare time. So, you know, it's extra money. And if it fits within your schedule, you know, certainly read a lot of the reviews in the iTunes store or in the Android store before you download, so just so you can get an idea for other people's experiences. And certainly there have been a lot of people who have been using these apps for a long time that I think have become a little frustrated that there's a lot more competition these days. But certainly if this sounds like something that would be interesting to you, again, make sure you're working through a very reputable site. These apps in the app stores certainly have a lot of reviews that you can read, so they seem to be pretty legitimate to me. Certainly, if a banner ad pops up in your browser and is flashing and talking about how you can make tons of money as a mystery shopper, I would probably pass on that one. Thanks for joining me on the Wednesday midweek episode of 90 Days to Abundance. I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, give me a thumbs up in Stitcher if you did. Also, you could give me... See, I'm not giving you an option. If you didn't, I don't have any advice for you. If you did, also, you are welcome to pull me up on iTunes. Hey, give me an honest rating. That's totally fine. I appreciate that. And I appreciate any constructive criticism, too. But make sure to tune in on Friday or whenever you're listening to this. Make sure to listen to the next episode. I'm going to be talking about how to keep yourself from ever getting out of balance again. It's going to be a great episode. And I enjoyed today with you. Looking forward to many more episodes along with you. And with that, we'll see you Friday.